Afghanistan is close to economic collapse. Nearly all Afghans are hungry. About half the population is receiving humanitarian assistance to eat, according to UN figures. Now, this is happening 10 months after the U.S. withdrew from the country and the Taliban retook control. NPR correspondent Dia Hadid is with us now to talk about her recent reporting from Afghanistan, and she joins us from Islamabad. Dia, hello.
Hi there.
So you just took your first trip to Kabul since the Taliban returned to power, and I understand you visited a hospital malnutrition ward. Must have been hard to see.
Yeah, it was. It's called the Indira Gandhi Hospital, and it largely serves children in Kabul and the surrounding areas. And they have a malnutrition ward there. And when we visited last week, there were about 24 babies. Most of them looked like the size of newborns, even though many of them were 6 months old and 8 months old. And they were quite skinny, big eyes and tiny heads. Even some of them had wrinkled bottoms, which sounds like a funny thing to say, but it just tells you how little fat they had, how poorly they were nourished. Mm. Most of them, their mothers were there just swatting flies away, giving them baby milk that had been provided by the hospital. It's hard to see. And, you know, we were speaking to the mothers, like, how did it get so bad for you that you ended up here? Because the Indira Gandhi Hospital, this isn't a ward just for malnourished children. These are malnourished children with complex needs. They might also be having jaundice or respiratory illnesses like pneumonia. You know, and a lot of these women were saying, well, you know, my husband lost his job after the Taliban takeover. Mm. And it pushed these women who were already on the periphery into abject poverty. They could no longer feed their babies. It was really hard for them. And I just wanted to say that it wasn't just about being in a hospital where you could see need. We would drive around Kabul in the afternoons and there would be tens of women and girls clad in blue burqas, and they would sit outside of a few different key bakeries in Kabul where people are known to donate money to the bakers so they can make bread for needy people. And so these women, you know, sit in these really tidy lines for hours, sweltering under these hot burqas, waiting for the moment they can be given one or two large pieces of bread, Afghan naan, to take home to their families. Those pieces of bread cost less than 5 cents.
Well, you mentioned the economy, which has collapsed in Afghanistan, and I want to ask you a little bit more about that. Many countries, including the U.S., don't officially recognize the Taliban government, so a lot of its financial assets are frozen. Foreign aid is limited. Surely there's a straight line between the economy and this hunger crisis?
That's what aid workers tell us all the time, because that money needs to be moved around the economy. Afghanistan was a highly aid-dependent country when it was run by a US-backed government. And so when that money froze, the whole system froze. Like, to give you one example, like one of the women we met who was waiting outside a bakery for bread used to work as a cleaner in a school. She lost her job because there was no money to pay for it. Now she waits for charity because she's got no other way of feeding her kid. The line can be that direct, and it's directly connected to that lack of money flowing around the economy. Mm-hmm. Of course, though, from the position of Western governments and indeed the international community, there's deep unease about recognizing a Taliban government, particularly because it has rolled back so many women's rights, including mandating face veiling in public. Although that rule hasn't been imposed yet, the rule is certainly there. Women can't travel over a certain distance without a male guardian. You know, this is not to say anything about the other human rights violations that go on. Freedom of speech has been harshly curtailed. Activists go missing. People critical of the Taliban go missing. And so there is deep unease among Western governments to recognize the Taliban.
Dia, at times like this, often the UN, the UN's World Food Program, jumps in with emergency help. Is that help going to Afghanistan?
Right now, the World Food Program is helping to feed nearly half of all Afghans. They're feeding around 19 million Afghans, whether through cash or actual food that they're giving them. And so, yes, they have stepped in, but they've had to scale back in recent weeks because they're worried they won't have enough money to keep feeding as many people as they would like to. And they're also concerned about saving some money for the winter where needs typically go up because there isn't even that little bit of resilience, like a bit of wheat in the storeroom for people to eat. They are concerned that donors are losing attention. They're not focusing on Afghanistan like they used to. And that's largely because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which in itself is an enormous humanitarian crisis. But they're worried that they're not receiving the money that they're hoping for, the money that they need, because it's being diverted elsewhere.
That is NPR correspondent Dia Hadid in Islamabad. Dia, thank you for your reporting. Thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome.